The opinions expressed on this edition of Pensacola Expert Panel are not necessarily those of News Radio 92.3 AM 1620, but rather the opinions of the sponsor, Great Southern Restaurant Group.
Good morning and happy Wednesday. It's 9:05 here on Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jenna Barr. We're going to have some fun today. We're down one grits girl.
We're down a grits girl.
It's okay, because Taylor's here and we're going to have so much fun.
You guys are stuck with me. Sorry.
That's pretty much what it means. We're stuck with her. Now, Taylor Dawson, I am super excited because the last time I saw you was like before Mother's Day.
That's what we were just saying. I feel like I haven't seen you in forever. And then I was sick. I was feeling a little unwell last month, so I wasn't here last month, so I feel like I haven't done this in forever.
Oh, we're taking turns.
That's, I'm nervous. No. I'm feeling nervous.
Never be nervous. We're always going to have fun. If you want to hop on in and hang out with us this morning, 850-437-1620 is the number. Hey, maybe you've had a really good meal recently at one of our favorite Great Southern restaurants. Let us know what you ate. You can even, you know what? I miss the days of people just taking pictures of their food on social media.
When Instagram first became a thing.
Yep. Yes, and it was like, oh, I'm so glad you ate a hot dog.
The good old days.
The good old days. And now, you know, you just never know what you're going to get. Are we going to fight about politics? Are we going to fight about you just wanting chocolate sprinkles? Like,
exactly.
I don't know.
Exactly. You never know.
So let's bring back those foofies. Foofies?
Yeah, foodies?
Foodies?
Something like that.
We'll try.
That's what our show can be all about.
That is true. We want to have fun here. We want to keep it light. And of course, always tasty. 850-437-1620. Listen, I just tried the Fish Houts, their grits.
Gritsiaya.
Yes.
Did somebody just say that?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
It's phenomenal. So that's something that you got to look forward to.
Absolutely. Take a picture of it. Post it on your Instagram. Tag us.
Please. See, that's the thing. It's like back in the day, nobody tagged anybody. You didn't really have that ability. So now
much
if you're going to take
times.
Pictures. Yes. Tag the delicious places you're eating because you need to share the love.
And we also love to share your photos too.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, make sure you tag us. On Instagram, Facebook, we would love to share your photos.
And who doesn't love some good grits? That's just the way that you should go in life. You're having a bad day, eat some grits.
Gritsy, yeah.
Having a good day?
Absolutely.
Eat some grits.
Treat yourself.
Treat yourself.
That's what we like to say here. Treat yourself.
Exactly. Okay, so speaking of which, I don't know where you're going to start on your line of specials
who
and everything.
Knows?
Right, you know, we'll just... But I do want to know how 4th of July weekend went.
Just wherever the road takes us.
Yeah.
It was great. The restaurants were great. If you've never experienced... the 4th of July at the Fish House. If you're a big 4th of July person, a big fireworks person, you literally have front row seats on the water at Fish House to the Sir Thomas show. Yeah, definitely. And like I said, I know now it's over, but if you're planning for next year and you haven't experienced it, you definitely should. Front row seats to the fireworks. It's on the water, so they're like extra beautiful and it's just great.
Oh, I can only imagine. And I, you know what? I guess I forget because of having kids. Like, that would be such a perfect experience. And it's never too early to start planning again.
You have 1 year.
You have a whole year. Make that reservation now.
It's so funny.
But that's so good. I'm so glad. You think of just having a nice, peaceful, enjoyable evening and then being able to watch fireworks. I'm sure everyone enjoyed it. And if you have pictures of that, that's what I want to see.
Yeah, post those.
We want to see those.
I had a very low key, and by low key, I mean I stayed at home. But it is the Sir Thomas show that's on the bay that I was talking about, literally right in the backyard of Fish House. I can see it from my house, and I don't even live on the bay. I don't live near the water. So I, you know, stepped outside, watched the fireworks, so I can only imagine how fantastic they were at Fish House.
It was fantastic. I was close to Fish House. I was close, but that area and in general, and Sir Thomas did an incredible job with fireworks this year. So speaking of Fish House, what kind of specials do we got coming up this month?
We have so many things coming up. I do first want to talk about Beer Fest. The original date was, if you guys have been following, which I know a lot of you have, our original date was June 19th. Okay. But the storm that came through, I believe it Claudette was the name of the storm.
Oh, yes.
Came through. So we did have to postpone. Our new postponed date is July 24th. If you have already purchased tickets, don't worry. If you're confused, you have any questions, you can always send me an email. You can always text me. But all tickets that have been purchased, you're good to go. Your name is on a list.
Oh, that's so good.
Right. Yeah. So don't worry. You're on the list. If you do have any questions, obviously, you can always reach out to me, 850-287-0200, or, of course, taylor@goodgrits.com.
And say it one more time. When is it going to be?
July 24th.
Oh, so, it's coming up.
Yes. Next couple of Saturdays. And if you have never heard of our beer fest, we're going to be featuring a number of local and regional breweries. I have a little quote here from our Great Southern Beverage Manager, Dean Clark. And this event is designed to allow the public to taste a large variety of handcrafted beers with an opportunity to sample a number of styles to determine preferences. Beers from microbreweries, craft, and specialty bottled beers will be available for tasting. And we love putting on this event because it benefits an amazing cause. Obviously, we partner with Big Brothers Big Sisters every single year. It's so much fun, and it, you know, means more than ever after last year and its impact on the bar and restaurant industry. So being able to showcase and support not only the local breweries but the beverage community as a whole is very important to us.
Well,
with everything, all the craziness, you know.
Yeah. Supporting local, number one, is probably the first way I encourage people to go, especially in our town where we're jam-packed with so many good things.
But to and go good to, people.
Yes.
Right.
Excellent community members. But to go to a festival and it's all kind of tucked into one,
mm-hmm.
that's the way to go.
And ooh, it's a lot of fun.
850-437-1620. We've got some pictures and good mornings coming in. Good morning to you.
We got pictures?
If you have a question, coming up, we've got a ton of events happening still throughout the city, but there's still time to make your reservations. We have, man, it's like summer's going to be over less than a month and a half.
Just go ahead and start planning for Thanksgiving.
I know, right?
It's going to be here tomorrow.
It just feels like that. So now is your time to get able to, you know, kind of see what's out there and go out on a
date.
Enjoy
summer.
Yes.
Yeah. Get out and enjoy summer. And
the weather's been so nice after it rains. It feels so nice and cool.
After it rains, yeah.
It's not 111 degrees is pretty much what I'm saying.
Exactly. But, you know, Beer Fest is a great way to experience that. And, of course, this is a 21 and over event. It will occur rain or shine. If you haven't bought tickets yet, they are going to be $30. You can purchase them online in our gift shop, which is the Tackle Shop, if you go to greatsouthernrestaurants.com. It's right there on the front. Or like I said, you can always give me a call if you have questions. 850-287-0200. The next thing I think we should talk about is, speaking of community and events and all that stuff, is Pensacola's Bicentennial Celebration.
It's literally right around the corner.
It's basically here.
It's less than 2 weeks away, so it's time to really consider being a part of it. So what are y'all going to be doing to celebrate?
So if you didn't know, to our listeners, which I'm sure you have Nicole on here from Visit Pensacola.
Love.
I'm sure she's talked about it. She is the expert, but I do want to touch on it just a little bit because we are doing some stuff with the restaurants. But if you didn't know, Escambia County turns 200 years old on Saturday, July 17th. And there will be a month-long celebration with all sorts of local businesses participating, you know, dinners, drink specials. There's live reenactments, all sorts of fun stuff and fun activities for you and your family. Of course, you can find a full list of events. I don't have everything right in front of me, but on Visit Pensacola's website, they've made it super easy to navigate. And I will read a little excerpt about what you can expect on Saturday, July 17th, because there will be a commemoration ceremony. So I'll read a little bit about it. At sunrise on July 17th, the Santa Rosa Creek Tribe will offer a blessing of this important day in Florida's history, downtown and Museum Plaza. It is a gracious and poignant reminder that today we gather in respect for all people to honor those who came before us. All are welcome to attend. Filming, recording, photography is not allowed. But later that morning, a formal program will take place in Museum Plaza, which is the historic Pensacola Village, exactly 200 years after the exchange of Spanish and American flags. The UWF Symphonic Band will play the Star-Spangled Banner and provide a medley of Spanish, British, French, and American music. And for many people in Pensacola, that day was the first hearing of our national anthem. Fun fact. And Hispanic musicians will drift through the village just as they did 200 years ago. Performers of African descent will dance in the plazas. Spanish and English military reenactors will mingle with the audience. And then the historic Pensacola Village is also going to be open to the public at no charge, which is a lot of fun. And the whole programming around it is structured to reflect our community's rich and diverse heritage and the collective influences that make our community what it is today.
Very cool.
Yeah. So it's important to recognize that, obviously. And 200 is an important birthday. You only turn 200 once.
Right. That's a, it's a big deal for this city to...
It is.
A lot is falling in this year, and mm-hmm. a lot is coming back. And so I think this is an excellent time for people. If you don't know a lot about Pensacola, whether you're from here or, right. or not, it's a great opportunity, like you just mentioned, to go downtown, be a part of the celebration, and then get to go across and see the museums and be able to experience that too.
And like I said, there's a lot of restaurants, bars, all kinds of places that are participating. All those events will be listed, and they are listed on Visit Pensacola's website. So there's something to do all weekend and for the entire month of July. I would say a lot of people are doing a lot of cool stuff. And over at the restaurants, of course, we are participating because we never want to miss
out. Are you
going
to be dressed up in like a bonnet?
Yeah. Oh, you can catch me at Fish House dressed in a bonnet 100%.
I'm there for it. That's it. Sold.
Because we never want to miss out on the fun, so we're doing a few things to celebrate. Over at Jackson's, we have a cocktail called the 23 Star Salute that we've been serving for a long time, and a little history behind it is that the cocktail was named after the annexation of Florida by the United States that spawned the city's American heritage. Florida surrendered by the Spanish, officially becoming a U.S. territory where the 23 Star flag was raised. We got the 23 Star Salute cocktail.
Oh, there we go.
It's the perfect drink for the occasion.
What is in the cocktail?
Oh, gosh. Hold on one second. It's like a rye. It's very, very good. I'll pull up all of
because I've heard a lot about it, and we've been encouraging people who are bar owners and business owners, restaurant owners, mm-hmm. to carry this. I think it's like only $10 for the cocktail too.
I think it's $10.75. And yeah, and that's what I was going to say too, is we're going to be serving the 23 Star Salute at all of our restaurants for the entire month of July. And if you are a bar or restaurant, we encourage you to participate as well if you're interested, by putting it on your menu as a special for the entire month of July. And by doing this, you're providing an opportunity to start a conversation around Escambia County and its history, which is important. And we think it's pretty cool.
And you get to drink. So
yeah,
win-win. History and cocktails.
Win-win. So if you're interested in participating and serving the cocktail at your bar or restaurant, you can find more details and the recipe, which for some reason I cannot pull up right now. It's all on Visit Pensacola's website. You can just type in 23 Star Salute cocktail. And they're also, I think Visit Pensacola is doing like a photo challenge with the cocktail too. So it kind of gives your business the opportunity to be featured on their pages and socials, which is a lot of fun.
I see. I love this stuff. Like
this is what we talked about earlier.
This is so cool. And what makes our town so unique, it makes Escambia County so unique, because a cocktail uniting us. What?
Right. That's the best.
Like, if there is any other way to just show off to the world how cool we are, right? That is the way to do it. I'm just saying.
We're united by a cocktail. And it's a good cocktail, too.
Oh, yeah. Rye whiskey, brandy, triple sec, and orange bitters.
Oh, you pulled it up.
Delish.
Thank you for doing that for me.
First, I love the word muddled. So muddled orange slice. Okay, you had me right there.
Are you sold?
I'm sold.
Good.
That sounds delicious. Okay, so we've got the 23 Star Salute cocktail.
Yes, and at Jackson's, we have another event that we are... doing to participate. We actually, this is our sixth year with our Jacksonian dinner. It's a historic food and wine event, and we will be celebrating the event Thursday, July 15th at 5:30. This July 17th will mark the 200th anniversary of the historic event, which is what we talked about earlier. Florida surrendered by the Spanish, officially becoming a U.S. territory where the 23 star flag was first raised. With these events serving as inspiration, we have hand-selected four Spanish wines to complement a selection of dishes prepared by Chef Irv Miller, all which focus on Florida and Spanish heritage foods representing Pensacola. We will also have a special presentation from Dr. Judy Benz. She's the UWF president Emeritus and Professor Emeritus of the Department of Anthropology, and Margot Stringfield, who's a researcher from UWF's Archaeology Institute. They're going to lead the presentation commemorating the event of Florida's territorial bicentennial celebration. Woo! That was a tongue twister.
That's a lot. That was a mouthful, for sure.
The menu is on the website. Like I said earlier, the selection of dishes kind of all focus on Florida and Spanish heritage. A couple things, I'll just go over some highlights so I'm not, you know, just talking about this the entire time, because you know that I could. Summer corn and English pea soup, red snapper, smoky beef and fried oyster. The dessert course is a chocolate torte, which you just can't go wrong. The cost for the event is $75 per person plus tax and gratuity, and will include 4 wines and 5 courses. Seating is limited. Reservations are required, and make yours by calling us at Jackson's 850-469-9898. And of course, everything's on the website. Every single thing that we talk about today, I know it's a lot. It's a lot for me. I know it's a lot for y'all. If you go to greatsouthernrestaurants.com, everything is listed on the left-hand side in our press section.
Oh my goodness, that third course, the red snapper, looks so good.
Are you following with me?
I'm following along with you. I'm so hungry, my stomach's growling now.
I know. We always do this to ourselves.
This is what we do at 9 o'clock in the morning, just for you.
We always do this to ourselves.
Yes. We want you to be hungry because we want you to go eat and enjoy the views downtown.
Exactly. And then I will go ahead and let you know about, since we're talking about Jackson's, the next event we have coming up is our Bastille Day event, our Vive la France. It's a food and wine event. This is actually the 12th year that we're doing our Bastille Day event, and it's going to be Wednesday, July 14th at 5:30. If you didn't know what Bastille Day is, it is the French holiday that commemorates the storming of the Bastille prison in 1789, an act that led to the conclusion of the French Revolution and the beginning of French independence. With Bastille Day serving as the inspiration for our tasting, our very own Jean-Pierre Indion, who we absolutely love, has selected 4 stellar French wines to complement a selection of classic French dishes prepared by Chef Irv Miller. The menu is online if you want to take a look at it. Couple highlights. We have a tarte Lorraine, grilled ratatouille, gratin parmesan. Oh my gosh.
Oh my goodness.
It's happening. Pearwood smoked pork tenderloin, beef tornado, all kinds of good stuff. Everything is listed online if you want to take a more in-depth look. The event is $75 per person plus tax and gratuity. Includes 4 wines and the 5 courses. Seating is limited, just like the other one. To make your reservation, call us at Jackson's 850-469-9898.
Man, it's a lot of
I'm starving.
Good stuff happening right now. We're celebrating America. We're celebrating France. I mean, like, and all the good food. Whatever Pearwood smoked pork is, hello.
I'll take it. I am feeling historical today. Who knew?
I know. I feel like I should have, you know, like a white wig on and some powder on my face or something. It would have been appropriate.
Who knew I was so historical?
Exactly.
People probably think they're tuned into like a history podcast.
I'm thinking
it's just the grits girls.
That's right.
It's just the grits girls. So of course we also have all of the restaurants participating in our Great Southern Summer Restaurant Week is coming up. That is August 2nd through the 8th. Have you ever visited us for Restaurant Week?
I have not.
You have to.
I feel like I've missed out on a lot in life right now, and I'm a little mad about it.
Like I said, that will be August 2nd through the 8th, and in step with similar events in cities all around the country, Restaurant Week is a culinary celebration that offers residents and visitors alike world-class dining at a great value. This is our 11th year, and it's a hit. 2 times a year, we do Summer Restaurant Week and Winter Restaurant Week. And I always say this, but it really is true. This is the chance for our chefs to be creative and just do whatever they want to do. And why not experience that, you know?
Oh, my word. Like, first of all, if you're like unsure about what you're getting into, you're unsure about going, is it worth the price? First of all,
it's $33.
That
you cannot beat
good.
It. Yeah, it's $33. And
it's like a magic number. And then you get to see all the menus, and you had me at roasted Alabama peach.
Everything is online.
So is you that get to see?
Is that what that face was about?
Literally. I mean, and whatever your hickory wood, I love hickory wood fired. That's so good. But there's so much to do. So it's happening the 2nd through the...
Through the 8th.
8th in August. Mm-hmm. Okay,
it is a 3-course fixed price dinner, utilizing the best in local and seasonal ingredients. And like I said, it's all about the chefs kind of showing their stuff. And there's nothing better than that. It's $33 per person. We encourage you to try out the menus from every restaurant if you can. I'll let you in on a little insider tip. Definitely, if you're going to go to Jackson's, go on Wednesday night.
Okay.
It is Wine Down Wednesday if you're a wine person. Right. And then you get half off bottles of wine on our governor's list. So then you'll get a 3-course dinner for $33 and a half off bottle of wine.
Oh, my goodness. And then pop on over.
A match made in heaven.
Yeah. Like, you can do like a restaurant crawl. I know people do like pub crawls.
Oh, my gosh.
You could do a restaurant crawl.
We should start that.
Like,
Oh, my gosh.
Without the hangover, you just have a little bloat. You'll be fine. Like, it's
always
a happy
a little
bloat.
Bloated. It's fine.
Plus, you get peach dessert at one place, peach cobbler at another. I mean, that just sounds like heaven. Plus, Nashville hot chicken thighs.
Nashville hot chicken. I knew you were going to say that one. Oh, I felt
so
it.
So good. And plus, I won't jump the gun. We'll just keep going. Okay.
So for restaurant week at Fish House, we are not accepting reservations. You can check out the menus online. If you go to greatsouthernrestaurants.com, everything, like I said, is listed on the left-hand side. Click on where it says Great Southern Restaurant Week, and then there's at the very end of the last paragraph, you can click to see the menus. I can go over a few highlights, but I'm trying to. It's just not loading for me. Anyway, check it out online. It's one of our favorite events of the year.
It's going to be good.
Don't
it's gonna
miss
be
it.
Delicious. $33.
Celebrate
you can't go
summer.
Wrong. Yes.
Exactly.
Exactly. A great way to wrap up summer right there.
Yes. We have an event at Angelina's coming up. It is our La Dolce Vita, the Sweet Life of Food and Beverage event. We are pleased to announce our upcoming summer club. I got summer on the brain. Supper club dinner, La Dolce Vita, on Thursday, August 26th at 6 p.m. in the main dining room of Angelina's. Join us as we celebrate Rome's golden age of the classic 1960s and director Federico Fellini's classic award-winning black and white movie La Dolce Vita, which I'm pretty sure everybody knows. Classic. Translated to The Sweet Life, the comedy drama follows the journalist over 7 days and nights in his journey through the sweet life of Rome as he searches for love and happiness. Aren't we all?
Through food.
Just not in Rome.
Let's just find it in food.
I'm just here. Our very own chef James Brissione and wine director Brooke Parkhurst will present a supper club event to encompass the feel of the time, which is so much fun. All are encouraged to attend in true La Dolce Vita style with your best golden age dress.
Oh.
You get to dress up.
That,
if you want to.
That makes it even more fun.
Oh, so I love an opportunity to dress up.
Always. That sounds so much fun. So that's which day is that? I'm missing.
That is August 26th.
Okay.
The menu for the evening is inspired by the famous Fellini quote, which is in Italian. I'm not even going to give it a shot. It's 9 a.m. But it translates to life is a combination of magic and pasta.
Oh.
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
Yeah. The big word there, la vida e
you
una.
Give it a try. This is why I need Lauren. Lauren is my.
I know. Is that manja? E pasta? Listen,
okay.
It's a combination.
I'm just going to give it a shot.
Go for it.
Oh, gosh. La vita è una combinazione di magia e pasta. I know pasta.
There you
I got
go.
Pasta. And that translates to life is a combination of magic and pasta, which is my new life motto.
We should have that on a bumper sticker.
We'll put it on our shirts. We're going to make the Grits Girl shirts. We'll put that on the back.
That's exactly.
Grits, pasta. That's us.
And cobbler.
Cobbler.
No, Nashville hot wings.
The menu is online, just like all the other menus. I will do my best right now to try to speak the best Italian I can. Carbonara fritter, pancetta, pecorino, and egg yolk. We have the amatriciana. Ooh, that sounded good. I don't know if it was right, but I sold myself on that one. Ensalada, heirloom tomato, bacon, Calabrian chili dressing. We have a rigatoni alla Grecia. Anyway, you get the gist.
It's gonna be good no matter what.
Yeah, yes. you can't mess it up, honestly.
Excellent.
The price for the dinner is $85 per person plus tax and gratuity, which includes a welcome Aperol spritz and wine pairing. Seating for the dinner is limited. Reservations are required and can made by you can call make the oh my gosh, good morning to me.
You're fine. we're almost even done. You've done so good.
I
that
got
was your
pasta
first mess
on
up.
The brain at 9 a.m. That was my first mess up. I'm doing pretty
and
good
look,
today.
It's like pretty much 9:30. You did a really good job.
Oh my gosh. Thank you so much. Call Angelina's 850-542-8398.
Plus greatsouthernrestaurants.com and
for all of the information we talked about today.
Tonight, Wine Down Wednesday and
Wing
Wednesday.
Your favorite, Wing Wednesday at Five Sisters.
Oh, so, greatsouthernrestaurants.com. Taylor.
Thank you as always. Oh my gosh. And if